Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. I praise God for each and every one of you. Can you believe it? This is the week of Thanksgiving. Amen. Just Thursday, and I'm sure you're getting your supplies ready and getting ready to greet your family and friends into your homes and show forth your gratitude to each of them and to God and in the presence of God. We just give the Lord glory for this season. I know I've said it before, but I love the attitudes in this season. People are more cheerful, and I don't know if it's just a gathering of friends and family or what it is, but I just happen to believe, amen, that the Spirit of the Lord moves a little differently in this season because things are just way too peaceful. Glory. Hallelujah. And it's not that things are not going on throughout the world, because it is. There are still tragedies, and there are still people that are mourning. Amen. And we lift our hearts and our prayers to them on today, to those that have been lost in the fires, to the families that are grieving their loss. We lift them up in the presence of God for peace and for comfort that only He can give. And we're asking the Lord to restore to them, to restore tenfold, amen, more than they lost. Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy that has come against each and every one of your people. Lord God, let them come forth with greater. Let them come forth with more. Let them come forth with more power, more witness, Lord God. Let them come forth with a testimony, Lord God, that will bring others to you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. Lord, we give you honor. We give you praise, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your kindness toward each and every one of us. And ask, oh, God, that you bless us as we come into your presence, Lord God, as we come into the presence of our Creator, our Lord, our Savior, our Deliverer, the true and the living God. Come into your presence, humbling ourselves, recognizing that you are all power, the all-powerful, all-seeing and all-knowing, omnipresent God, that no matter where we are, you are there. No matter where we are in the earth, if our family members, Lord God, are in Israel or in Alaska or in Australia or in Japan, you are there at the same time that you are here with me. I give glory and honor to you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Your mercy is great toward each and every one of us. I thank you, Lord, for your grace, your unmerited favor, because it is great toward all of us. Lord, you loved us when we didn't love ourselves. You loved us. Lord God, you loved us in the midst of our sin. You loved us stuck in your nostrils. You loved us anyhow. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace. Lord God, I thank you for your direction, the directions that you're giving, the instructions that you're giving. I thank you, Lord God, for paving the way before my feet. I thank you, Lord God, for shining the light so that I can see. I thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord God. Today, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and for all that you've done. I thank you, Lord God, for breakthrough, for breakout. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because you are doing it. Whether we see it happening right now, you're doing it, and we're going to walk right into it soon and very soon. Oh, Lord God, I give you glory today. I lift up your name. Your name is great in all the earth, oh, God. Jesus, oh, God of my salvation, I give you glory. God of my life, El Hayah, I give you glory. God of my praise, Elohi Tehalati, I give you praise. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, because you are moving every obstacle, every diabolical trick. You are moving it out of the way of my feet, and my feet are standing on solid ground. Hallelujah. Holy ground. Glory. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, that you have come against every ancient evil that has come against our purpose. I thank you, Lord, you are the Lord strong and mighty in our lives. Mighty, mighty, mighty. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, you are the lifter of our heads. You are the Lord, strong and mighty in these battles. All of these battles, they are yours, Lord God, and we are leaning and depending on the God of our salvation, the God who created us, the God who heals us, the God who delivers us with his mighty hand. We give you glory, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name this morning. We thank you, Lord God, asking, Lord, that you bless us, Lord God. Open our eyes that we see and our ears that we hear, Lord God. Give us revelations directly from your throne as we read the word, Lord God. Oh, Lord, make an impression in our hearts, Lord God. Make an impression in our souls, in our lives, Lord God, as we read. Oh, God, show us in the word. Show us how we ought to walk, how we ought to conduct ourselves, Lord God, how we ought to move in and out, Lord God, during this season, Lord God, and in this age, Lord God, that has become more and more wicked in your presence. Show us, Lord God, how to be light, Lord God, in the midst of darkness. Show us how to shine our light more brilliantly, Lord, in darkness, so that others can see, and Lord God, and we can be a beacon in the midst of them, Lord, and they will come to hear what it is about us that is different. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, move right now, Lord God. Everything that's not like you, Lord God, burn it off of us even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Everything that you cannot use, every sin, Lord God, that's even hidden from us, Father, purge it out deep from in our soul, deep in the recesses of our minds. Purge us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, close every door, Lord God, that we open inadvertently. Close, Lord God, every opening in our DNA, Lord God, down through our ancestry. Close every door, Lord God, that brought evil into our lives and that brought habits, Lord God, that we can't stop on our own. It takes the power of God to move some of these things out. Father, in the name of Jesus, you, Lord God, there you are God, and there is nothing too hard for you, nothing you cannot do, and you are our Lord and our Savior, our Keeper, our Master, our hope, our faith, oh Lord God, and we bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name this morning. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, as we go forth into 2 Peter. Lord, bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of your people, Lord God, those things that are seen and those things that are not. Lord, we thank you for delivering us from evil, Lord, that we don't even see and didn't even know we were in trouble, didn't know our mortal lives were in danger, and yet you are our hero, our protector. Lord God, I thank you for your divine protection. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping things from me that would have destroyed my life, my hope, and my ministry. I thank you, Lord, for keeping those things from me. I thank you, Lord, for keeping the enemy at bay. He cannot do what he would like to do because the power of God is present. Oh, Lord God, move in the atmosphere even right now. Change the atmosphere around us, Lord God. Even now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal. Oh, Lord God, and deliver. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for every blessing. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for this great salvation. We thank you for the love that you have for us, Lord God. We thank you for not giving up on us. We thank you for not letting go of us, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we bless your name today. Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh, Lord God, because you are great in our lives, Lord God, and you are doing great things. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for every blessing, Lord God. I thank you for working it out. I thank you, Lord God, for digging up the deep things, the deep, deep, deep sorrows and deep pains, Lord God, that have held us up. I thank you, Lord, for removing the delay, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, for coming speedily and expeditiously, Lord God, and hastily and moving in us. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I bless your name, and I bless your people on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Be healed by the power of God. In Jesus' name, I speak life. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace into the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, God, rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God, rebuke every assignment you had over the people of God. God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You cannot do it. It will not work. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. You, Lord, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Oh, we give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God, and there is no other. There is no other God that has all power, is all seeing and all knowing, and is omnipresent. There is no other. Men have fashioned gods with their hands, and they have said they have powers to do this, and they have put people under the delusion that they actually will do the things that they pray to them that they will do. And you know what happens? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because they have no power. All it was a seduction. It was a trick. You were bamboozled by the enemy. The devil deceived the minds of the people to believe that a God that had no eyes to see and no ears to hear, no mouth to speak, and no power to move anything, the devil deceived the people to believe that he was truly God. Oh, but Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God. We serve the true and the living God. He has all power in his hands, hallelujah. And he brings us up out of the muck and the mire of our lives. He speaks to us, and he shows us, and he directs us, and he protects us. He heals us to wound us, to cause us to be in alignment, because sometimes we get stubborn. Take your glory and honor to the Lord this morning. Because truly he is God, and he loves us with an everlasting love, and there is nothing we can do to make him stop loving us. I give glory to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We're reading from 2 Peter, chapters 1 through 3, from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, glory to God, hallelujah. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For this reason, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this repent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my sin, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. For we did not follow cunning, cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly, than to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment, and especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption, and will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin, enticing unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are the wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they had escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overwhelmed and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from holy commandment delivered to them. But true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow, having washed, to her wallowing in the mire. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God, by the word of the God of the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and holiness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of the word, and sanctify the truth in all our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. We have just read 2 Peter chapters 1 through 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. The voice of the Lord has spoken. Amen. Let your heart heed his voice. Amen. And obey his commandment. And be reminded of the things that Peter spoke in these epistles. Amen. This word is for us. This word was for them. But it is also for us. Because that day he spoke of, it has not come yet. It was prophesied by him. Amen. And for them to be diligent, to be found in peace by the Lord, without spot and blameless, and for us to consider his long suffering and not coming back so quickly, to consider it our salvation. It's our time to prepare, our time to ready ourselves, our time to be cleansed by the power of God, our time, amen, to gather in the harvest, those who don't know him yet. It's our time, amen. This is salvation for all of us. for all of us. Glory to God. He is calling all of us because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to salvation. He's not willing, so he waits. He's not willing, so he waits. He's not willing, so he waits. He's waiting for us to say yes. He's waiting for us to come. He's waiting for us to be obedient. He's waiting for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is our salvation, that he has not come. He's not delayed the time for any for no reason. He's delayed it so that we'll be ready. He's delayed it because he loves us. Because he loves us. This is our salvation. He wants us to be ready. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. He wants your husband to be ready. He wants your wife to be ready. He wants your children to be ready. He wants your mother and your father to be ready. He wants your aunts and your uncles to be ready. He wants your nieces and your nephews to be ready. He wants your cousins to be ready. He wants your neighbors and your co-workers to be ready. Jesus, hallelujah. Because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But that day will come. That day will come. It will come. And the Lord says that day will come as a thief in the night. And when it does, the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. That day will come. That day will come. That day will come. So what manner of person should we be in holy conduct, godliness, knowing that that day will come and the Lord won't delay for long, for much longer. He's held back. He's waited because he loves us and he wants to gather as many as will in before he comes. Oh, the love of God. God so loved. He so loved each and every one of us. Amen. And he is aligning and realigning and positioning and repositioning our lives so that we be in alignment with every promise that he has for us, that so that we be in alignment in holy conduct and godliness, hallelujah, so that we be in alignment with his word and with his way and with his standards, so that we will not miss, amen, the blessing of the Lord. So that when we transition, amen, into eternity, we're transitioning into life and peace and not into death, eternal death and punishment. Because it will come. And that's why we're calling. Amen. That's why we preach. That's why we evangelize. That's why we beg, hallelujah, the people of God to come. We beg sinners to know the Lord. Tried everything else. Tried Jesus. He's the only one who never fails. Glory to God. Amen. There is salvation in no other. There's only one name given under heaven whereby men can be saved, and that name is Jesus. Amen. And he said, if you call upon his name, that he will answer, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not of. He said, if you call upon his name, you shall be saved, and he will come. And he will sup with you, and he will make your life anew. He said, behold, amen, you will become a new creature. You will become brand new when Jesus comes into your life. Glory to God. And I don't mean just talking on the surface. I mean your whole heart. Hallelujah, has allowed God in. I mean, you have given up everything in your mind, whatever your agenda was. You have said it. You have thrown it aside and opened up the door to Jesus, and he is entering in to make your life, amen, abundant. He came that you might have life, and that more abundantly. Amen, and that is what he's doing in this hour all over the world. Jesus is moving. He's moving obstacles that we don't see and didn't even know were there. He's changing our mind, and he's changing what we thought was right. Hallelujah. He's changing our perception of light and dark. We dwelled in darkness for so long that we thought darkness was light and we thought darkness was right, but darkness is darkness, and Jesus amen, what we were doing. We see what we were in. We see that it was not right and it was not true, and we were deceived. The devil lied to us just as he did to Eve. He deceived. He seduced. He bamboozled. He hoodwinked. He tricked us. But Jesus came that you might have life. It's not a trick. Amen. It's not a trick. It is life. The true and the living God loved you so much. Amen. That he's calling your name right now. He's calling your name. Now call his and he will come. He will come. He will come. He will come. His name is Jesus. And there's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you will continue to join me as we continue in this series, A Year in the Word. Amen.